Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Savior Jesus Christ. Our lesson for today has Jesus invited as a guest at the home of one of the chief Pharisees. He has just healed a man on the Sabbath to demonstrate indeed that it is righteous and lawful to heal on the Sabbath. And as our lesson continues, Jesus looks at the guest who had been picking out the places of honor, watching their moves to sit in the best places, perhaps at the right hand of the host. And he gives advice regarding one's choice of seating at the wedding feast. It says, when you're invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in the place of honor, lest someone more distinguished than you be invited by him. And he who invited you both will come and say to you, give your place to this person, and you will begin with shame to take the lowest place. Something about this text that is certainly of interest to us. One thing for sure, it's not the subject for Miss Manners or Martha Stewart writing something in one of their books. Although some have interpreted this text in such a way, the text really isn't about how to get along with good social graces. But what is the point that Jesus is really trying to get across in this parable? Well, it's emphasized well in the 11th verse, which gives Scripture's view of self-exaltation. It says, everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. In your pastoral ministry, you will have many opportunities to attend potluck dinners, or as one congregation I know calls them, pot blessings. At times you'll be invited to go through the line first, and though my profile doesn't quite look like it, I didn't do that. My position was usually to be one of the last. I guess getting used to my name in high school and college, always being last anyway. Especially at the funeral lunches, when the committee didn't have enough food for the dead spread. I just couldn't go by the hungry mourners with my plate stacked high, but more than that, I felt it was my place to be a host who was inviting the people to go through the line. That's not really much about pastoral ministry. It's not why I became a pastor, but rather I would say one of the great joys of the ministry has indeed to do with inviting to a feast. To say to the congregation, really, friends move on higher. That is indeed something wonderful to do. And it is indeed what we are able to do. Something that we do at each divine service as we absolve those penitent souls. Declaring their sins to be forgiven, we invite them as a co-host of our Lord to his eternal feast. Through faith, by God's grace, the penitent believers, we who are forgiven are no longer outsiders, foreigners and aliens, but indeed fellow citizens of all the saints, redeemed, restored, forgiven, invited to his feast. But how does it all happen? Certainly not by walking up there and trying to take the seat next to the host. No, we cannot take those seats for ourselves. That is clear throughout Scripture. It is by grace. And we come at the invitation of our host, who humbled himself, as Paul tells the Philippians, to have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but emptied himself taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of man, and being found in the appearance of as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name. For you and for me, he humbled himself, he emptied himself, that now, as the exalted Christ, he can and does invite us to dine on him at the feast that is the foretaste of the feast to come. Confessing our sins, believing in Christ, we are lifted up from our sin and brought into fellowship with him. But it isn't through our pride, through our arrogance, through our efforts. Peter writes to the church about Christian humility. He says, all of you must be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. We get humble when we kneel down and acknowledge what we are, those poor, miserable sinners. And then God tells us that we've all been made one in Christ. None of us are more worthy, or none of us have any reason to try to butt in line ahead of another. Our Lord's teaching to the Pharisees and the lawyers was indeed for our benefit, that we might know, that we might realize that pompous, arrogant pride does nothing for us but separate us from God. But by God's grace, we can and do humbly approach his throne, covered in the blood of the Lamb, who became, by becoming nothing, became everything for us. Listen to these words from James. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.